各位早安。
Hello, this is working. Good morning. My name is Hien. I'm the youth minister for the youth. It is a privilege to be here this morning.
我是教会的青年部牧师。今天很高兴能够在这里。
I know I've been here for a while and I've had the opportunity to come and preach to you guys, so it's, again, a very privilege opportunity for me to come and speak to you.
虽然我在教会已经有一段时间，可是这是我第一次跟大家一起分享信息再一次谢谢大家给我这个机会。
Okay. Let us open up with a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we do thank you so much for being our Heavenly Father.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，因为你是我们在天上的父。
God, we thank you so much that you love us for who we are.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你就照我们的本相，你爱我们。
And as through the passage that we'll read today, we know, Father God, that you love us despite of what we are.
通过今天的经文我们就知道，虽然我们是如此不堪，主啊，你还是爱我们。
And we do thank you that you don't fit any model or any molds of a father should be, but you are the ultimate expression of God and Father.
你不像世人所想象的一个父亲的形象，主要而是你是全然爱我们的神。
So Lord, as we go through this passage today, we pray, Father, that you speak into our hearts.
所以当我们思想你的话语求主你感动我们的心。
And help glorify your name.
让我们能够荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
When I think about fatherhood, I'm probably one of the least to be telling you about it because I am not a father.
当我想到这个为父之道的时候我想我是最没有资格在你们中间传讲的，因为我不是一个父亲。
Out of all of us here, I'm probably not qualified to be telling you how a father feels raising their kids.
我也不能跟大家讲当一个父亲教养儿女的时候他的心理的感受。
And it probably doesn't do you much justice by me telling you how much a father worries because I was, again, never a father.
而且当我们想到父亲怎么样为儿女担忧的时候我也没有资格跟大家来分享。
I don't know the pains.
我不知道其中的痛苦。
The stress and the struggles of providing for the family.
或者是其中的挣扎当我们想要养这个家庭的时候。
Deciding the outcomes of the decisions of a household.
当我们需要为全家来做一个决定。
Giving financial, spiritual, and physical securities for those who live with me.
并且在经济上、在灵性上、在保护上面来供应我们的家人。
So again, I am not qualified to be telling you any of this.
所以我实在是没有这个资格来跟大家分享这一切。
But I have been a son.
可是我曾经当过人的子女。
And I have seen fathers in action.
而且我也看过很多父亲他们怎么去做这个父亲。
And I have heard concerns of these fathers for their families.
我从青少年当中，我听到父母们怎么关心他们的子女。
And even though I don't completely understand or completely know the struggles about being a father.
虽然我不是完全了解这个做父亲的挣扎。
I somehow vicariously am able to live and observe it through other fathers and by being a son.
可是我间接的从观察里面我可以了解做父亲做子女的心怀。
And now here's the thing, I have asked fathers and mothers.
我曾经调查过问过很多做父亲做母亲的。
I've asked children of divorced parents.
我也问过这个父母离过婚的这些子女。
Ask non-believers and believers alike to describe for me the characteristics.
这个信主的、不信主的，我都问过他们。我问他们，我要求他们来形容他们一个父亲的形象。
The attributes and the roles that a father does have.
一个父亲应该扮演的这个角色。
And here are some of the responses.
这是我所得到的一些回馈。
A father is a role model you can look to for advice.
一个父亲应该是一个模范的角色，是你可以去向他去找这个指导跟引领的。
For guidance and for protection.
也可以去向他去找这个向导而且去找这个保护。
He is a teacher, a mentor, a guide.
他是一个老师，而且是一个引导的一个良师，他也是一个向导。
He is a disciplinarian, mainly in love.
他也是一个在爱中管教子女的。
Sacrificial to his family.
他为他的家庭牺牲。
He is concerned, caring, compassionate, and empathetic.
他关怀，他连续，他也有同理心。
And I agree that most fathers are like that.
我相信大部分的父亲都是这个样子。
And today I'm going to speak and explain a little bit more about God as God the Father.
可是今天我要跟大家分享的是我们天上的父亲，神作为一个父亲的形象。
And again, even though we live through life, observing people and being a son, the Bible has a lot to say about fatherhood.
虽然我们都曾经当过子女，我们观察过我们的父亲，可是圣经里面很清楚告诉我们一个父神的形象。
And it has a lot to teach us about fatherhood.
它有很多，圣经里面有很多，对于这个的教导。
Now, before we get into our passage today, there are some things that I want to share with you.
在我们进入今天的经文以前，我要跟大家分享一些事。
In the Bible, a father is known for these things.
在圣经里面，一个做父亲的应该有下列的这些事情。
In the cultural context, the Jewish people, the Hebrews, in the time of the Old Testament and the New Testament, had these responsibilities of a father.
在圣经里面，在新约跟旧约当中，犹太人的传统里面，一个父亲的形象应该是这个样子。
A father provides for his family.
一个父亲要负责养这个家庭。
A father disciplines his children.
一个父亲要管教孩子。
He is head of the household.
他是一家之主。
He found spouses for his children.
他也要为儿女找这个婚姻的对象。
Responsible for the daughters.
他更是要对女儿负养育的责任。
Now, a thing about this is when the daughter marries off to another man, the man becomes like the head.
当一个女儿嫁出去以后，她的先生变成她的一家之主。
And the father doesn't have responsibility over his daughter anymore.
然后父亲对女儿的责任就结束了。
But the thing is, if she becomes a widow,
可是当如果说这个女儿后来变成一个寡居的一个寡妇，
the daughter can actually go back to the father's household, and the father would have complete responsibility over the daughter again.
这个女儿可以回到她的父亲的家中，这个父亲就要继续的养育她。
And the father also teaches his children.
而且父亲要教导他们的孩子。
Now, with that knowledge, we're going to dive into a passage from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.
我们知道这些背景的这些背景以后，我们就要来看路加福音第十五章，从第十一节到第三十二节。
It is the parable of the lost son. A lot of us are familiar with it, so we probably will not read through it. So, yeah.
这是浪子的比喻，我们都非常熟悉这段经文，所以我们就不念。
Some call this parable, this passage, the prodigal son.
有人说这段经文的比喻是浪子的比喻。
Some call it the resentful older brother.
有的说这个是抱怨的长子的一个比喻。
Some people call it the merciful, forgiving, and loving father.
有人说这是一个慈悲的父亲，饶恕的父亲的一个比喻。
There's just so many things we can take from this passage and these verses alone.
我们可以从这段经文里面得到非常多的信息。
You know, I believe that today we're going to speak about God the Father, and it gives us an image, a portrayal, I think a pretty accurate one, of what a father is.
可是今天我们所要思想的是这段经文所让我们看到的一个天父作为父亲的一个形象。
Especially about the identity of God the Father.
特别是这个神作为我们天父的这个定位。
But to understand the father, we need to go back and understand a little bit more about the cultural backgrounds.
为了要明白这段经文，我们要再思想一下当时的文化背景。
There's a lot of cultural significance in this parable alone.
因为在这里面，从这里我们可以看出这段经文里面很重要的一些地方。
Now from the story, I believe that we can imply and infer that this family is pretty well off.
从这段经文里面，我们看到，我们可以知道这个家庭是很有钱的家庭。
You know, this is shown with the expensive robe.
我们可以看到父亲把一个很贵重的袍子。
The sandals.
他把鞋子给他的儿子。
The ring.
给他一个手上戴的戒指。
The fattened calf.
把一个肥牛肚宰了来开一个喜宴。
An expensive feast.
然后大家一起吃的这个丰盛的宴席。
Not to mention the inheritance that was given and spent by the prodigal son.
再加上这个父亲所给这个浪子的这个遗产，就是被他整个浪费掉的那些遗产。
As well as the fact that they had servants.
然后我们也看到这个家里面有很多的仆人。
Now let me share a bit about each of these items.
让我们分享，让我来分享一下这些东西。
The robe here is an expensive piece of clothing that's usually given to the firstborn.
那这个华美的这个袍子呢，是一个非常贵重的一个礼物，通常只是给长子的。
It signifies power and prestige.
这是代表着一个权位跟一个尊贵。
Now this wayward son came back from feeding pigs.
那这个浪子呢，从养猪的这个非常不堪的情况里面回到家中。
You know, he's stinky, he's smelly, he's dirty.
可能是非常的肮脏，身上非常的臭。
He probably hadn't showered in days because they didn't have the luxuries of like showers back then.
可能他好几天没有洗过澡。
He probably had lice and fleas swarming around, flies flying all around him.
说不定身上长满了跳蚤，长满了虱子。
Yet the father gave him this robe which symbolized royalty.
可是父亲却把这个代表尊贵的一个
Now this is a clean, expensive, nice article of clothing donned on, put on by an unworthy son.
这个是一件干净、华美的一个袍子，穿在一个非常肮脏、非常不配的孩子身上。
Now the sandals are also items of status.
我们看到这个鞋，这个也是代表着一个地位的一个东西。
Now slaves and servants didn't have the luxury to even afford or to wear sandals.
在当时做仆人的、做奴隶的是没有鞋穿的。
They went around barefooted.
他们是光着脚走路。
And only those who were rich and had power and status could only purchase and own and wear sandals.
只有有钱的人、有势力的人，他们能够买而且能够穿鞋。
Now without question, without hesitance, the father commanded his servants to place the sandals on this promiscuous son.
可是这个父亲没有经过任何考虑，他就叫仆人把鞋子穿在这个孩子身上。
Again, these sandals, these elaborate, nice sandals were placed on this dirty, this sweaty and dirty feet and fungus filled like feet of theirs. Because back then, I don't know if you guys know, but back then feet were the third dirtiest part of the body.
可是这个父亲呢，把这个干净的、代表一个地位的一个鞋子，穿在这个孩子非常的肮脏、可能长了脓疮的这个脚的上面。
Because back then they had dirt road, and you know, they walk around everywhere. They get sores, they get boils. It's dirty, but yet these sandals, again, rich, nice sandals of status, were placed on these feet.
这当时光脚走路的人，他们的脚是非常的脏，而且长满了茧的。可是这么一双宝贵的鞋子就穿在他这个不配的脚上面。And
finally, the signet ring. This ring was like a transfer of power.
最后我们看到这个戒指，这个戒指上是带着印章的戒指，是代表一个承传、一个权力的承传。Again,
only rich people would be able to have rings.
只有有钱人他们会戴着戒指。
Kings would have a signet ring for like or a crest to approve or sign some things.
这做国王的，他们手上戴着戒指就是一个印，是代表他们的权柄。
At the power to approve or decline anything.
是代表他们的权柄，能够否决，或者是能够通过这个议案。
It was the stamp of approval.
这个是我们赞同的一个印章。
And that power was transferred from the father to the son.
那这个权力呢，就从父亲就传到他儿子的身上。
And the thing is, this power was transferred while the father was alive.
那可是我们看到这个父亲还是活着的时候，他就把这个权力传给他的儿子。
You know, the selfish son didn't do anything.
我们知道这个自私的孩子，他没有做任何的事情。
And it was given to him freely.
这是父亲白白的把这个权力给他。
He was considered dead.
因为这个孩子本来是死的。
He was gone and he went away.
他已经离开了这个家，他已经找不到了。
He disowned his family and cursed his father.
他甚至咒诅他的父亲，他不要这个家庭。
And now he was received, welcomed back into the family.
可是他现在被接纳啊，回到这个家中。
Without questions, hesitation, punishment, or anything of that sort.
没有任何的惩罚啊，没有任何的啊，等待或是疑惑。
In this parable, we know that the father here was a gracious man.
所以我们看到这个父亲啊，实在是满了恩典的父亲。
We see that with the gifts he had lavished upon this rebellious and unappreciative son.
他把这么好的礼物就这样子很溺爱的、给这个悖逆的儿子。
But there's more to the father than just the gifts.
可是作为父亲的呢，比这个礼物还要多。
The father had no shame.
这个父亲呢，他不以这个事情为耻。
And he was countercultural.
而且呢，他也不照着当时的习俗去做事。
You see, when the son demanded his inheritance from the father,
你知道当这个儿子跟他父亲要他的那一份财产，
not only did the son disrespect his father, but he went to the extreme and said, I wish you were dead.
他不但这个父亲，这个儿子没有尊敬他的父亲，他甚至等于跟他的父亲讲说，我希望你现在就已经不在，已经死了，你把你的遗产给我。
Culturally speaking, a son could only inherit the father's wealth when the father had died.
照着习俗来说，一个孩子能够承受遗产，只是在父亲过去以后。
Now, but demanding inheritance to be given to him while the father was alive is to curse his own father and disown him.
所以在父亲还在的时候要求遗产，等于是对父亲的一个咒诅。
The father was dead to the son.
所以这个从这个儿子看起来，这父亲已经死了。
And all the son wanted was his inheritance.
这个孩子所要的唯一东西是他父亲的钱。
That's all he cared about.
这是他心里所关心的。
The father had all the right to punish his son.
所以这父亲呢，做父亲的有所有的权利来惩罚这个孩子。
It could have been justified and nobody would probably bat an eye.
事实上他这样做的话，没有人会说一句话。
If the father had killed his son right then and there,
如果这个父亲把他儿子杀了，都没有人会讲话。
For the disrespect that was shown to him.
因为这个父亲是如此的不尊重，这个儿子是如此的不尊重他的父亲。
The father was countercultural.
所以我们看到这个父亲是违反当时习俗的。
Everyone expected, I mean, it would have been justified and right for the father to punish and to kill his own son.
因为大家都知道，如果父亲来重重的惩罚这个儿子，大家都以为是理所当然的事情。
Now, when I was preaching to the youth, I would ask them, you know, when their parents would usually discipline their kids.
所以当我这个牧养年轻的时候，我常常问他们，你们的父亲什么时候来惩罚你们？
And most of them would say, usually when we don't listen to them.
很多人就讲说，当我们不听话的时候。
You know, but most of you here are parents.
我知道在座的很多是我们是做父母的。
What would you do to discipline your children?
你会怎么样的来管教你的孩子们呢？
And how would you discipline them?
你是怎么样去管教他们？
Now, I'm not saying that discipline is bad. It says that a loving father does discipline in Hebrews chapter 12.
因为我们知道这个管教不是不好的。事实上在希伯来书里面跟我们讲，一个父亲要教养，要管教他们的儿女。
And when I was a child, I used to get disciplined with my dad when I don't listen to him.
当我小的时候，我不听话，我父亲严严地管教我。
Especially with belts and like sticks and hangers.
我父亲会用这个皮带会用棍子会用吊衣服的这个衣架来责备我。
And when I was going through the discipline, I didn't really like it.
当我被管教的时候，我不喜欢，我一点都不喜欢。
But as I look back, I mean, I think I turned out pretty okay.
可是因为父亲的管教，今天我还不错。
But in this parable, instead of punishing, instead of disciplining, instead of killing his own son,
可是在这段经文里面，我们看到这个父亲没有这样做。
The father gave him the inheritance.
这个父亲呢，把他的遗产，把他当得的财产给他了。
The father sent him on his way.
这父亲也容许他出去。
Even probably knowing that he'll squander his wealth on sinful living.
很可能这个父亲知道他会把这些钱都随便浪费掉。
You see, the father is a gracious father.
这父亲是一个很有恩典的父亲。
Not only did the father give those gifts mentioned earlier,
那不但这个父亲给他这些礼物，
the father gave without complaint the inheritance.
这父亲把他的遗产先给了这个孩子。
And on top of that, the father is merciful.
我们看到这个父亲也是蛮有怜悯的父亲。
He didn't give the son what he deserved.
他给这个给这个孩子的并不是这个孩子当得的或是值得的。
Which was death for his disrespect.
因为他对他的父亲是完全的不尊重。
Again, the father was countercultural.
我们看到这个父亲所做的是违反当时的习俗。
In fact, when the son came back and asked the father for a job,
那当这个这个孩子回来啊，说我可以当一个雇工的时候
，the father had all the right to disown him right then and there again.
这父亲有另外一次机会，就在那个时候就跟他讲，可以把他赶走，我不要你了。
The son had already left the family.
因为这个孩子已经从家里出去。
He had already disowned them.
但这个孩子已经不要这个家。
He had already disrespected the father.
他也没有尊重他的父亲。
And now he's asking for forgiveness and a job.
然后他要回来跟他父亲，要父亲原谅他，还要给他一份工作。
The father had all the power and justification not to hire him.
因为这父亲有很多的理由可以不要去啊，请他的孩子当个雇工。
Again, the father could have him killed.
甚至啊，父亲可以找人把他杀了都可以。
But again, the father is merciful.
可是我们看到这个父亲是蛮有怜悯的父亲。
He didn't give what the son deserved.
他没有把这个孩子当得的惩罚给他。
Now on top of his mercy, he was gracious enough to give what the son didn't deserve.
所以这讲到这个父亲的慈爱呢，父亲把这个孩子不配得的东西都给他了。
Forgiveness.
这就是饶恕。
Restoration to the family.
把他重新接纳回这个家庭。
Honor.
而且给他荣耀。
Status, prestige, power through the gifts mentioned earlier.
给他的地位，就像我们刚刚讲到的这些礼物所代表的。
The son didn't deserve any of this.
那这个孩子是完全不值得任何的一样东西。
Now a few other things I need to mention that I don't know if you guys realize.
那还有几件事情啊，我们也可以看一看。
Three things.
三件事。
The father saw the son from a long ways off.
这个父亲远远的就看到这个孩子回来。
The father ran.
然后我们看到这个父亲就跑去。
The father embraced.
然后父亲拥抱他。
Now the father seeing the son a long ways off, as most scholars would believe, that the father had been waiting for the son's return.
很多学者都相信，为什么这个父亲远远就看到他的孩子回来？因为这个父亲一直在等待。
Since the day he left.
从他离开家的那一天开始。
Some scholars would even say that the father
有一些学者甚至这么想
whenever he had free time, he would scan the horizon, waiting, hoping that the son would return.
这个父亲他一有时间他就会到外面这样向远处眺望看看孩子是不是回来
He was yearning for the son to return.
他是非常的盼望孩子回来
This rebellious, sinful,disrespectful son.
这个非常悖逆啊，非常啊不尊敬，非常败坏的孩子。
Now the second thing that the father did was that he ran.
那我们看到这个父亲是跑着去迎接他的孩子。
Now this doesn't mean that I'm laughing or anything, but I think it's quite undignified and funny if an old man runs.
我相信一个年长尊严的人去跑是很不尊严的一件事情。
And back then, culturally speaking, old men do not run.
那在那时候呢，这个老年人是不应该这样子跑、这样做的。
Especially someone of status or power, you don't see them running. It's undignified.
说、特别是那些有地位、尊贵的人、他们这样子跑是没有尊严的。
It's an embarrassment for his family.
这对他的家庭来讲、是一种、羞辱啊，是一种很窘的事情。
It's shameful for himself.
那对他自己来讲，也是一种羞耻。
But then again, the father here was countercultural.
可是我们看到这父亲没有照当时的习俗去行。
He ran, he sprinted, he hurried.
他跑，而且他拥抱他的孩子。
Now back then, I don't know if you guys realize, they don't wear what we wear. They used to wear like long robes.
他那时候穿的衣服不像我们今天穿的，他是穿着长袍。
And back then, in order to run, they have to lift up their robes because it's draping against the ground, and you have to run to the sun.
所以当你跑的时候，你要把你这个长袍的下摆拉起来，你才能够跑。
I don't know how you guys picture it, but it seems kind of clumsy to hold your pants, not pants, but robe and run.
所以我不知道你可不可以想象，把你的长袍拉起来，那个跑的那种景况。
But father didn't care because he was filled with compassion.
可是这个父亲不介意啊，因为他心里这个满了这个怜悯。
Now the third thing was the father did that the third thing that the father did was embracing his son.
那第三件父亲做的事情就是他拥抱这个孩子。
Now again, even before he gave the gifts, the father embraced this filthy, disgusting, gross, dirty, and smelly son.
他在把这些礼物给他以前呢，这个父亲拥抱这个全身肮脏又脏又臭的孩子。
A man who was clean and dignified.
可是这个父亲呢，他是有尊严的，他是干净的。
Hugging someone that's dirty and despicable.
可是他可以拥抱啊，这个肮脏污秽的孩子。
And yet the father didn't mind.
他不介意。
He even kissed him.
他甚至跟他亲吻。
You know, some scholars said that the word kiss here was in a continuous action, that it meant that he kept kissing him.
这个原文的意思，亲吻是连连的跟他亲嘴。
Now imagine a guy coming home filled with like pig stuff and smells like them.
我们可以想象一个人回到家，他身上非常脏，满了这个猪粪。
You know, his clothes is all tattered.
他的衣裳不整。
He couldn't afford clothes because he couldn't even afford food.
他也是他很久没有吃东西。
He smells really dirty and he comes and you have to go run and hold him and kiss him.
他全身都是又脏又臭，可是你却奔跑去拥抱他。
When I was a kid, I went to this park. This park had a pig pen.
我小的时候，我曾经到一个公园去，这公园里面有一个猪圈。
And I think I was in the fifth grade or something like that.
那时候我是小学五年级。
But as I remember back, I still remember the smell of the place.
我到今天还记着那个猪圈的味道。
And it stunk.
那个味道非常的臭。
And it's really dirty.
而且非常的脏。
I don't know if you guys work in restaurants or coffee shops, but when you work somewhere long enough, you start smelling like it.
所以我不知道你们有没有在餐馆打过工，可是你打工打久了以后，你身上都有那个味道。
Now imagine the son coming home smelling like that.
你可不可以想象这个孩子回来全身都是猪的臭味？
Now I don't know if you guys ever seen like homeless people up in Berkeley, or around. They are stinky, smelly, they're dirty, just a mat and filled with lice and fleas.
不晓得大家有没有机会在伯克莱看到那些无家可归的人，他们身上也是这样满了臭味。
Now picture someone like that.
你就想象像这样的一个人。
Would you be able to do what the father did?
你能不能做像这个父亲所做的事情？
Granted that they may not be a relative of ours, but can you do something like that?
即使他不是我们的亲戚，你能够做得到去拥抱他吗？
But that's what the father did.
可是这是父亲所做的事。
He embraced and kissed someone like that.
他拥抱而且跟他亲嘴。
Now as the story continues on, we see that the son never ever got to finish his repentance speech.
我们都晓得这个儿子跟他父亲讲这个认罪的话还没有讲完。
He was just finished about asking for forgiveness, but he never got the chance to ask the father to work for him.
所以当他只刚刚讲了说要求父亲饶恕他，他这些话都还没有讲完。
Now, even though that the son had time to rehearse this while walking back, the son never got a chance to finish that speech.
虽然这个孩子在回家的路上已经想好了一篇话要跟父亲讲，可是他没有机会把他的话讲完。
And as we see in verse 17, the son actually thought, you know, he would rather go home and serve his father because even his servants had extra food to spare.
我们晓得在17节讲到，这个孩子说，我可以回到我的家里让当做我父亲的雇工，因为即使雇工都比他好得多。
Now a lot of times we overlook this aspect of God because it's about the relationship between father and son.
那我们有时候忽视了这个故事的重要性，就是父亲跟孩子的关系。
But it said that the servants actually had food to spare.
我们看到这些做仆人的这个食物都有足够的食物吃。
The father even took care of his servants.
所以这个父亲连他的仆人都是照顾得很好的。
He gave more than enough to the servants.
他把比他们需要的更多的给这个仆人。
Back then, servants didn't deserve more than enough. They only got the right amount of food, the right amount of stuff.
因为在当时，这些做仆人的，他们只得到他们当得的一小部分的粮食。
But the father gave, you know, these servants more than enough that they had food to spare.
给这些这个父亲呢，给他的做仆人的超过他们所应得的食物。
He was a gracious man.
他是一个很有恩典的人。
Now again in verse 21, before the son even finished his speech,
在二十一节，这个孩子还没有讲完他的话。
The father had already forgiven him.
这父亲已经饶恕他了。
All the father wanted was to welcome him back to the family.
那这个父亲呢，就是他唯一做的事情，就是把他带回家里。
The father was quick to forgive.
这个父亲很快就饶恕他的孩子。
Now after all the gifts and that the father had lavished upon his son,
所以当这个父亲给他这个孩子这么多礼物以后，
the father summoned the servants to come and to slaughter a fattened calf.
他就叫他的仆人来把一个肥的牛犊杀了。
And to celebrate the returning of the son.
来庆祝这个孩子回到家中。
Now, a note about this calf.
那我们就注意一下这个肥牛犊。
Usually a calf will be born because all things are pretty much born.
Sorry.
A calf would have to be born.
对，这个小牛犊呢要生出来。
And then it will usually be nursed at a very young age.
然后从很小这个就要特别的照顾这个肥牛犊。
It's fed like the best stuff.
然后用最好的东西来喂它。
And they feed it the best stuff and they let it exercise as less as possible.
给它吃很好的，然后又尽量减少它的运动。
So that its meat will be tender and juicy and kind of like Kobe beef and kind of like filet mignon.
所以这个它的肉呢就会非常的鲜嫩。就好像这个特别的这个神户的牛排一样。
Now these calves are usually 5 months to a year old.
对，像这种牛犊呢，你要好好的养育它五个月的时间。
You know, it had to be planned. There was a specific amount of planning put into this because these calves were given and used and slaughtered during a celebration only, such as an event like a wedding.
所以说，你要在很早以前，你就要开始计划去养育这个牛犊。都是为了一个特别的节庆，好像是婚礼。
Now, but when this son came home,
可是当这个孩子回来的时候，
this calf, which was probably prepared for something else,
这个父亲可能原来为其他的事情准备的这个肥牛犊，
was slaughtered without a second thought.
这父亲就毫不迟疑的就把这个肥牛犊给杀了。
Just like that, just slaughtered so that they can celebrate.
就是这样子，把这个肥牛犊杀了，我们大家可以一起欢喜吃喝。
Now the father held this party for this licentious and a wanton son of his.
所以这个父亲就为了这个孩子预备了一个丰盛的宴席。
And he had no shame.
他也不以此为耻。
You know, other town folks, people, servants, they'll probably think that this man is actually, you know, it's kind of, you know, stupid.
这可能这些邻居朋友们会想这个老人过分了。
And I'm pretty sure all of us here could be put in that place.
我相信这个仆人们也会这样想。
Because we would ask the same questions that these people would probably ask.
我们可能也会问同样的问题。
You know, this man didn't discipline his son.
这个人没有好好的管教他的孩子。
That's why he went off in the first place.
所以这个孩子才会那么年轻就跑出去。
And when he came back, you didn't even discipline him.
然后他回来的时候，你也没有责备他。
And instead, you throw him a big elaborate party.
然后你还为他准备一个这么大的宴席。
You know, it makes no sense.
这好像完全的不合理。
Does this man have any shame?
那这个父亲难道这些都没想过吗？
Doesn't this man have any dignity?
难道他没有这个尊严吗？
No, doesn't this man know that the son might do this again?
说不定这个父亲说不定知道孩子可能会同样的事情再做一次。
Knowing that the father will forgive again.
难道这个父亲还要再原谅他一次吗？
Yet the father didn't care what they thought.
可是这个父亲没有管这个别人怎么说。
He had no shame.
他不以此为耻。
He was just too happy.
因为他心里太高兴了。
He didn't care what had happened, what will happen, or what had happened.
他不管过去发生什么事，或是将来会发生什么事。
It was joyful that the son had returned.
他只是为了孩子回家而欢喜快乐。
He was dead and was alive again.
因为他这个儿子是死而复生的。
He was lost and is now found.
是失而复得的。
Not only that, but the father planned the whole celebration.
不但如此，这个父亲是计划了整个的这个庆祝会。
You know something a man of dignity would not do?
一个尊贵的人不会自己去做这个事。
Fathers normally don't plan it either.
这个做父亲的也不会去自己做计划。
It's usually the elder son or the servants who take it upon themselves to be planning these events.
通常应该是大儿子啊，或者是仆人，或者是一起啊来做这个事。
But without shame.
可是父亲不以为耻。
Countercultural.
不照着习俗去做。
The father planned the celebration.
这父亲亲自的啊去命令啊这个宴席。
The father wants the best for his kids, especially this one that went off.
这个父亲只要把最好的给孩子，特别是这个离家出走的孩子。
But another thing I want to mention is that the father sees the best in his kids.
因为一个做父亲的总是看到他孩子好的地方。
Even if they are a little bit rebellious and recalcitrant.
即使啊，他们是悖逆，他们是叛逆的孩子。
He only wanted the best for them, the good for them, for their future, just like any father would.
的一个做父亲的只希望把最好的给他的孩子。
Now, when the older brother saw this, what had happened and heard what had happened, he was mad.
所以当这个长子啊，大儿子听到这些事情的时候，他非常的生气。
He was furious. He was enraged. He was angered.
所以他就大大的发怒。
He represented those who were listening to the parable.
所以他是代表了好像这些我们所有听到这个预言的人的反应。
Overly righteous.
他觉得这个他是他自己是自义。
Spiritually arrogant.
他们在灵性上有一种骄傲。
Like the Pharisees who were listening.
就是当时好像当时听耶稣讲的这些法利赛人。
You know, as the parable went on, I'm pretty sure they perceived that the father should have acted a certain way.
我相信这些法利赛人听耶稣的比喻的时候，他们会想这个父亲应该是有另外一种做法。
And the Pharisees probably believed that they knew God the Father.
这些法利赛人可能相信他们认识这个天上的父亲。
But Jesus, as he's telling this parable, was proving them wrong.
可是耶稣向他们证明他们的了解错了。
And a lot of us are like that, thinking a certain way about God the Father.
有时候我们想到天上的父亲的时候，说不定我们也会犯同样的错误。
And I think sometimes we're wrong.
有时候我们是会想错。
In this parable, there are only some aspects of God the Father.
在这个比喻里面，我们只看到这个神某一方面的个性。
And here's the image about the God the Father that I think we can take based on this passage.
Because 我们从这段经文里面，这就是我们所看到的神作为天父的一面。
God pleads.
这神甚至央求这个长子。
It said that God the Father pleaded with the elder son.
在圣经上说，这个做父亲的劝或者是央求这个长子。
Again.Fathers do not plead. A person of renown, of power, of authority does not plead.
做父亲的是不需要央求孩子的，有权柄的人是不需要这样做的。
It was culturally a sign of weakness.
因为这个当时的习俗是这个样子。
But yet the father pleaded.
可是这个父亲呢，劝而且央求这个长子。
And in the same way, God pleads with us to return back ourselves.To return ourselves to a relationship with God the Father.
同样的，这个神他劝我们，他央求我们跟他和好。
It says that God rejoices over a sinner who repents.
我们这里也看到，这个神为一个悔改的人欢喜快乐。
All heaven rejoices and celebrates over one sinner who was lost and now is found.
耶稣说，当一个失落的人得救的时候，天上的天使都要欢喜。
God is gracious.
神是蛮有恩典的神。
You know, through His grace, like the Father who lavished gift upon this son of his.
就好像这个父亲把这么多这么好的礼物都给这个孩子一样。
God gave His one and only Son so that we can be adopted into the relationship with God the Father.
神把他最好的礼物就是他的独生爱子给我们。
Into
his, 让我们能够恢复跟他的关系
into his family and become co-heirs with him
然后能够进入这个神的家中跟耶稣基督一同成为后嗣
God is gracious enough to restore the relationship between creator and the created
这个神是非常有恩典的他可以重建这个造物者跟被造者中间的关系
God is merciful.
神是蛮有怜悯。
No, just as the father didn't punish or discipline or kill the son,
就像这个父亲没有责备，没有把他的儿子杀了。
After the son disrespected him,
甚至在这个孩子不尊敬他。
God didn't condemn us in our sins.
所以神也没有定我们的罪。
Instead, he provided a way so that our relationship with him could be restored.
反而他为我们准备了一个救恩的道路，让我们跟他的关系可以重新调整。
God is patient.
因为神是非常忍耐，有忍耐的神。
Just like the father in the parable, God patiently waits for you to return to him.
就像这个预言，语言所讲的，这个神非常有耐心的等待我们回转。
God is countercultural.
神是不像这个世俗所想的。
We cannot put God into a box.
我们不能把这个神放在一个框架里面。
We can't fit him to a certain mold.
我们不能把他定位一个特别的模式。
We cannot limit him.
我们不能够限制他。
Based on our cultures or our societal norms.
不能够用我们的文化，我们的社会观念来限制他。
God's ways are higher than ours, and his ways are always better than ours.
因为神的道路高过我们的道路，他的方法胜过我们的方法。
God doesn't care about doing shameful things.
因为神不以做一些事情为耻。
You know, restoring the prodigal son,
就好像他重建这个浪子一样。
Sacrificing his son on the cross,
神将耶稣基督让他死在十字架上。
Pleading with the elder son,
在这个父亲央求劝这个长子。
God didn't care what people thought.
因为神不管别人怎么说。
He would do shameful things just so that he can restore our relation back to him.
他做这些事情，别人看为羞耻的，可是他去做，为了要调整，为了要挽回人跟神的关系。
And that says that God, our God, or this father even, is a humble man.
所以我们看到这个父亲他是一个谦卑的一个父亲。
Filled with humility.
他心里蛮有这个慈悲怜悯。
And finally, God is forgiving.
最后我们看到神是饶恕我们的神。
Even before the son had finished asking for forgiveness, the father had already forgiven him.
甚至当这个孩子的话都还没有讲完，父亲已经饶恕他了。
He is quick to forgive.
因为他是很快的，他会饶恕。
And as I close, I know this parable, a lot of us have heard about it.
当我们结束的时候，我知道很多人都听过这个比喻。
There's so many more things that that are in this parable that I have not mentioned.
在这个比喻里面还有很多很多的真理是我们今天没有谈到的。
Two things. One thing is maybe this is a reminder to you guys about God the Father and how loving and forgiving and merciful He really is to us.
可是我们今天看到的是，我们天上的父是何等的慈爱，何等的怜悯，说不定。
Perhaps this week you can take some time to think and meditate and thank him for all those.
我们这个礼拜里面，我们可以思想这段话，我们可以来感谢神。
And the second thing is practice these virtues.
然后我们也可以学习这个父亲所做的事。
I'm pretty sure most of the congregation here are parents.
我们知道在座的大部分我们是为人父母的。
And perhaps you can practice these virtues with your children.
所以我们也可以学学我们天父的恩典。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, again, we thank you so much.
天父，我们再一次的感谢你。
Thank you, Father, for loving us.
谢谢你这样子的爱我们。
For being forgiving.
饶恕我们。
Merciful and gracious.
如此的有恩典，有怜悯。
Thank you so much for an image of a father here.
谢谢天父给我们看到一个父神的形象。
Even though we as sinners do not deserve it.
虽然我们这些罪人都是不值得的。
Help us, Father.
求主你帮助我们。
To be more like you in this.
让我们能够更像你。
In our lives.
在我们的生命里面。
At home.
在我们的家中。
At work.
在我们工作的场所。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在什么地方。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。